An extraordinary day today in the battle for Baghdad. The center of the Iraqi government has collapsed, and in the streets, scenes of jubilation.
In one central square, a crowd surrounded a 40-foot statue of Saddam Hussein. Iraqi men put a thick rope around its neck and, with the help of U.S. Marines and an armored personnel carrier, pulled the metal giant off its pedestal. The BBC's Raghi Omar was there.
And also day by day, minute by minute, his grip on this whole country that he has ruled for 25 years. They're urging them to pull the statue down. And there it goes.
The statue turned out to be hollow. Elsewhere in the capital, scattered gunfire and resistance continued, and Allied commanders are cautioning, though the end may be near, it has not yet been reached. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It has been only 5 days since U.S. troops reached Baghdad, and each day has brought a surprise, but none so astounding as today's. When dawn broke over the center of Baghdad, the police had disappeared. Iraqi paramilitaries were gone, leaving the center of Baghdad for the taking. Just yesterday, there were hundreds of armed Iraqi young men throwing themselves at the tanks and fighting vehicles of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division on the west bank of the Tigris. The fate of Saddam Hussein is unknown. He is possibly buried along with other Iraqi leaders in the wreckage of a West Baghdad restaurant bombed yesterday. Whatever his fate, today all evidence of the Iraqi government in Baghdad center vanished, as BBC reporter Paul Danahar discovered when he drove around the city this morning.
There were a lot of people on the street. Many of them were the Fedayeen, but to be honest with you, when we drove around the town, they were just small groups of young men with RPGs and automatic rifles sitting around wondering what to do. And I think what happened was that the infrastructure broke down. The command and control infrastructure broke down. That happened, I think, when they knocked out the telecommunications systems.
The first 4 days of the battle for the center of Baghdad belonged to the army, but today was the Marines' day. Fighting through resistance from the southeast and northeast of the city, columns of Marines and their armor reached Baghdad center in the early afternoon. Cautiously, the Marines took up positions around key government buildings. Gingerly, Iraqi civilians began to come out of their homes and stare at the Americans. The Marines, interviewed in a live broadcast by a reporter for Sky News, seemed almost bewildered that they had reached Baghdad. All were pleased with the job they had done.
Satisfying to see that these people ain't got to suffer anymore. Seen a lot of suffering down south due to the suppression, and we're glad that it's going to be over for the people now that they can actually start to move on and have a normal life without Saddam.
You know, first time in combat, a lot of shots coming at us, downrange towards us. So we just maxed out and put everything we had downrange at them. And we overpowered them by show of force. And that's why the guys that were here ran scared today, because they saw what was coming to them and didn't want none of it.
Fighting has continued in parts of Baghdad as it has in other areas of Iraq. The Allied command appears especially mindful of the Iraqi divisions protecting Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein, north of Baghdad. Troops there and near the very large city of Mosul might be used to mount a counterattack against Baghdad, so there has been intense Allied bombing of military targets in both cities. Fighting also continues in some of the southern towns that were bypassed in the 3-week push to Baghdad. Basra in the south is still seeing significant civil unrest. Looting and rioting have dominated the past 2 days. British TV reporter Clive Myrie said a few thousand British troops cannot yet turn to policing the city.
The British forces are still not intervening. They've decided, and their policy has been all along, that they need to secure the city first. They have to deal with any remaining pockets of Iraqi resistance before they can start turning their attentions to perhaps policing the city. They believe that the security situation is improving, but it's not locked down yet.
Iraqis throughout the country have already been asking the question, who will govern us now? It is not clear how the United States and Britain intend to answer this question, but the U.S. is supporting a small group of armed men of the Iraqi National Congress flown to Nasiriyah on Sunday. Ahmed Shalabi is the head of the INC, and he said today on ABC News that he intends to move to Baghdad as quickly as possible.
We have special forces with us. Our forces are with me, and we are working very hard to mobilize the people. I think we are getting increasing cooperation from the United States on the ground, as they can see, as they see how useful and effective our role is.
There is no indication yet how Iraqis will respond to opposition forces like this, many of whose leaders have not lived in Iraq for decades. But the U.S. and Britain will have to move very quickly to establish some civil administration throughout the country that can quell the unrest and begin to address all the needs that Iraqis will have in the aftermath of the war. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.